With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Every morning, Thomas McMahon gets on his bicycle in Wellesley, Massachusetts, and pedals 45 minutes to his day job at Harvard, where he's a professor of applied mechanics and biology. Mentally, McMahon needs that 45 minutes in order to make the transition from novelist to scientist. And as a writer, he does not apologize for his scientific background.
The ideas for fiction are everywhere. I don't see that it's impossible to find those ideas attached to science.
Science dominates in Thomas McMahon's third novel, Loving Little Egypt. Set in the 1920s, it's about the telephone company's manhunt for a nearly blind boy who, like some of the phone freaks 40 years later, discovers how to tap into the phone lines by making mouth noises.
I thought it was a fantastic possibility that just by making noises into the telephone and whistling, that kids my own age were learning how to outwit devices that other people had put there.
Is that true? The tongue clicks could actually do that?
It's barely plausible that this might have been possible at the time that I said.
Well, after reading Loving Little Egypt, I did a lot of tongue clicking into my telephone and nothing worked. Still got my bill.
Banging up and down on the receiver can do something of the same nature.
Thomas McMahon mixes both imaginary and real characters in Loving Little Egypt. Alexander Graham Bell, for example, who comes off sympathetically. Thomas Edison, who doesn't.
Bell really was a genuine and thoughtful and loving man. On the other hand, Edison really did provide a great deal of difficulty for his family, and he was a severe character.
Thomas McMahon has written a charming tale of another time, Loving Little Egypt, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Harvard scientist Thomas McMahon is also a writer. In fact, he minored in English at MIT, where his doctorate dealt with aerodynamics and the applications of fluid mechanics,
which was concerned with the design of a machine for inflating and deflating a balloon in the aorta in order to reduce the workload on a failing heart.
Thomas McMahon's first book was published in 1970. It was called Principles of American Nuclear Chemistry, and no, it wasn't a textbook, but a novel about the atomic bomb project.
We took a chance with the title, thinking that people might wander into the store and say, I'm looking for a book and I can't remember the title, but it sounds something like a textbook.
Thomas McMahon's third novel is Loving Little Egypt. Little Egypt is the code name for an all but blind boy of the 1920s who leads a ring of other sightless youngsters in breaking into the phone lines, early phone freaks. Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, J. Edgar Hoover, and Helen Keller play roles in the book, which details a number of inventions, real and not so real. An authentic invention described in the book is Bell's high-speed boat, a hydroplane.
This boat could go as high as 70 miles an hour. Bell hoped that this would be a successful craft for going across the Atlantic. He thought of it as the Zeppelin of the ocean.
An invention from McMahon's imagination is a flying machine fueled by ice.
In the book, I propose that Bell has observed cold currents of air descend away from a block of ice, and that this can be used as a principle to produce thrust in a machine.
Thomas McMahon's marvelous novel is Loving Little Egypt, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.